From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In California almond orchards, reports are the crop appears to be progressing toward harvest beginning later this month. Almond hulls have begun to split in the western San Joaquin Valley, according to the Blue Diamond Growers Cooperative, which predicts earliest harvest by the third week of July. An initial forecast predicted a record-sized California almond crop. An updated forecast will be released this week. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association celebrated last week the successful implementation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement by sending a joint letter of thanks to the leaders of all three nations. The letter was sent to President Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, and Mexican President Obrador. A portion of the letter, according to agrimarketing.com, says our organizations worked in unified support of USMCA because it protects market-based principles while making improvements in other sectors to reflect the needs of a modern North American economy. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked a bipartisan group of 32 members of the U.S. House of Representatives for calling on President Trump to reject so-called gap year refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. RFA President Jeff Cooper says even the EPA has noted significant issues with these waivers, and we urge a speedy denial of attempts by the oil industry to circumvent federal law and the court decision limiting waivers to extensions of ones previously received. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.